Hello, this is Father Paul, and I'm glad we're taking this journey together to read the Bible in a year.
Today's reading is from 1 Chronicles, chapters 3 and 4. Chapter 3. Now these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Ammon by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel by Abigail the Carmelitess. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggit. The fifth, Shephatiah by Abital. The sixth, Itream by his wife, Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron. There he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born to him in Jerusalem, Shimei, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel. Also there were Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, nine in all. These were all the sons of David, besides the sons of the concubines and Tamar, their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abijah was his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, and Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah were Johanan the firstborn, the second were Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, and the fourth Shallum. The sons of Jehoiakim were Jeconiah his son, and Zedekiah his son. And the sons of Jeconiah were Asir, Shealtiel his son, and Malkiram, Pedaiah, Shinazar, Jekamiah, Hoshama, and Nebadiah. The sons of Pedaiah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam, Hananiah, Shelomit, their sister, and Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab, Hesed, five in all. The sons of Hananiah were Pelatiah and Jeshiah. The sons of Rephaiah, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Obadiah, and the sons of Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah was Shemaiah. The sons of Shemaiah were Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neariah, and Shaphat, six in all. The sons of Neariah were Elunai, Hezekiah, and Azrikam, three in all. The sons of Elunai were Hodaviah, Eliashib, Pelaiah, Akub, Joanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven in all. Chapter 4. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Reniah the son of Shobal begot Jahat, and Jahat begot Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zoratites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazalelponi. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Hahashtari. These were the sons of Nara. The sons of Hela were Zeret, Zohar, and Itnan. And Koz begot Anub, Zobeba, and the families of Aharel, the son of Harum. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Kelub, the brother of Shua, begot Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begot Beit Rapha, Paseah, and Tehina, the father of Ir Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz were Otniel and Sariah. The sons of Otniel were Hatad and Meonotai, who begot Ophrah. Sariah begot Joab, the father of Ge Harashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Eru, Elah, and Nam. The son of Elah was Kenaz. The sons of Jehalel were Ziph, Zepha, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra were Jezer, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. And Mered's wife bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Ishtemoah. His wife, Jehudijah, bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekutiel, the father of Zanoah. And these were the sons of Bithia, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kela the Garmite, and of Ishtemoah the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, Rena, Benhanan, and Tilon. And the sons of Ishi were Johet and Ben-Johet. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were Er, the father of Lekah, Lada, the father of Maresha, and the families of the house of the linen workers of the house of Ashbea. Also Jokim, the men of Kozeba, and Joash, Saraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jeshubi, Lehim. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters and those who dwell at Netaim and Gedera. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma were Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, and Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have any children, nor did any of their families multiply as much as the children of Judah. They dwelt at Beersheba, Molada, Hazar, Shual, Bila, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beit Markabot, Hazar Susim, Beit Biri, and at Sharem. These were their cities until the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimon, Tokain, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all the villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were their dwelling places, and they maintained their genealogy. Meshubab, Jamlek, and Josha the son of Amaziah, Joel, and Jehu the son of Joshibiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, Elunai, Jacoba, Jeshuhiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, and Benaiah, Ziza the son of Shibi, the son of Alon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their father's house increased greatly. So they went to the entrance of Gedor, as far as the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, quiet, and peaceful. For some Hamites formerly lived there. These recorded by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and they attacked their tents and the Maonites who were found there, and utterly destroyed them, as it is to this day. So they dwelt in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks there. Now some of them, 500 men of the sons of Simeon, went to Mount Seir, having as their captains Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi. And they defeated the rest of the Amalekites who had escaped. They have dwelt there to this day.
I hope you enjoyed today's reading as much as I did, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow to continue on our journey. God bless you and have a great day.